The rapper Thutmose recently got an opportunity that offered great power and great responsibility. He landed a song on the soundtrack of the Oscar award-winning film Into the Spider-Verse. It's called Memories. Memories. It's gonna take some getting used to. Memories. And that nostalgic vibe is all over his debut album, Man on Fire. To make the album, he decided to look back and pull from his childhood.
My real name is Omar Ibrahim. So, like, my dad's side is, like, Islamic, and my mom's side is Christian. So, like, all the names they gave us were, like, named after religious soldiers, or people who were, like, higher up and made an impact. So it's always just, like, this complex of, like, all right, cool, you're going to grow up to be somebody and just, like, you know, have a vision and impact the world and also use your power for good.
Thutmose moved to the States when he was still young, and that experience has seeped into his sound and into his words.
Born in Nigeria, moved to New York, Brooklyn when I was eight, right in between eight and nine, and my whole life pretty much changed. Barely turned eight, daddy brought me to the States. A few months later, older brother called a case. Life's so funny because you live or you learn, or you might sick then you burn. Night I've been reminiscing, think about the old days. Never had the freshest gear, so I got stressed in the hallways. And it's like a culture shock, the hip-hop, the R&B, the aggressiveness of like New York City, the diversity. I was a really quiet kid, making friends, having crushes for the first time, which is a lot of new experiences for me, good and bad, that I guess influenced who I am today. How I bring that to my music is, like, my music at times can be very experimental, you know? Like, growing up in Brooklyn as a teenager, hanging out with friends, and your friends are doing crazy stuff. But the more older you grow, you kind of, like, learn, like, all right, we all feel a certain way. We all love, we all hurt, we all get betrayed, you know, we all get excited. So it's just like freeing our way to like open that up. At least for me, I feel like if I really want to connect to somebody on a deeper level, I have to open up about myself because I know they could probably relate to it as well. They try to get me under pressure, but you know I never settle. I got my eyes on the metal, so you know I never let up. At first it was so weird. Performing certain songs, it was levels of like uncomfortability I had to like knock off, because you know I had my brother and my sister come to a show, so like I'm talking about like my life stuff that happened to all of us, you know. When I was nine, SWAT team came rushing in. Daddy on the floor, they put a gun in him. Ever since been running from the government. Lessons as a kid to be a better man. So like I have a song called Pressure where I talk about when we moved to New York, SWAT team were in my house looking for my certain family members. New to this country, I was growing up, still wasn't strong enough. Took some of my innocence and burned it down. Life's not fair, I learned that way too quick. Growing up, I never really got the chance to like really sit down and like think about like how I felt. But to me, I always looked at it like, I guess it's normal, because like maybe this happens to everybody, you know. Look here, Dad, I'm a man now. I know the world is scary, I can back down. Because everything I learned back then made me sharp. This is coming from the heart, paranoid from the start, a wise man once. So it's like, your mind can't be stuck on this. You're just like, I'm here, so I'm trying to figure out how to like even go to school, try to look nice so the kids don't roast you. You're trying to figure out, how do I talk? How do I, you know, engage? But now we kind of just laugh at it. We make jokes out of anything. That's how I cope with a lot of stuff. I just make jokes about it all, and we just laugh about it. Hip-hop is rooted, was birthed in New York, so it's like, there's a history of like flipping your story into something positive. And then, you know, we're still here. You know, everybody's alive. Everybody's living, doing their own stuff, trying to chase their dreams. So we're trying to keep the energy like positive and optimistic, you know, because that's the only way I feel like to really live a good life. What's up with you?
Rapper Thutmose on his debut album, Man on Fire. Producer Christina Kahla caught up with him at the South by Southwest Music Festival. Tell me what your view is. She from Malibu, she wanna hang out with the cool.